Good morning. It's 11:06 here at News Radio 1580 WCCF. Yes, it's that time again. Time for the Dr. Triana Show here on News Radio 1580. The Dr. Triana Show brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center and the Triana Center for Hormone Balance. Our phone lines are wide open. Keep in mind, this is a medical talk show, so if you have any questions along the way, please feel free to give us a call at 206-1580 or toll free at 888-441-1580. And now, here's your host of the show, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Hurry up. Turn on your radios. Leave them on. We have such a great show for you today. Wow, we have great guests. There's so much to learn. We even have a visiting angel. So we are going to introduce who's here today. And if you have any questions, please call us at 206-1580, or if you want to comment. I'm very happy to say that I have the ladies that we all work together, my team, from my office, the Triana Center for Hormone Balance, and I'm going to introduce each one. They're going to introduce themselves. And then we also have, as a guest today, Christy Smith, who is the angel who collects shoes for kids. And we're going to have Christy introduce herself, too. Hello, Pat.
Good morning. My name is Pat Thiel. I have worked with Dr. Triana for 15 years. I am one of her nurses, and I've enjoyed it. It's been a phenomenal opportunity for me to get to know the community because I started working for her when I first moved here from Michigan. So we've become quite a family. So I appreciate very much the opportunity to be with you all this time.
Oh, thank you. And it's great to have you on the show. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and skip to, go ahead, Danny. You want to say hello?
Hi there. My name is Danny Angelo. I'm the receptionist up front at Dr. Triana's Prevention Center. I've been here with Dr. Triana for about a year, and it's been a great opportunity. I've learned a lot. I really appreciate it.
Oh, boy, that's great. And
Shannon Albright. I've worked with Dr. Triana for a year and a half, coming on to 2 years, and it's been a wonderful opportunity for my nursing field, and I appreciate everything.
Oh, and we have such a great team. And today our guest is Christy Smith. I really call her an angel. Christy's been on the show before, and every time she gives us these wonderful stories, and it's just so heartfelt. Christy, hi, welcome.
Thank you, Drianna. Thank you for letting me be here this morning. And just to let your listening audience know that our entire family are patients of Dr. Triana and her wonderful staff. So we are very fortunate to have such a talented and caring physician right here in Charlotte County. So if you're looking for a physician, a family physician, I highly encourage you to think about Dr. Triana, and that was not a paid advertisement for this morning.
Boy, no, that was really beautiful. You know, every day, as you know, I feel, I always wanted to be a doctor, and I just feel so blessed to be able to go to work, enjoy, love taking care of my patients, and working with such wonderful women. It's really great. But I think, you know, we need to, as fortunate as we are, unfortunately, there are those that are not. And you are the one who touch these little kids' hearts. Tell us what you do for these little children.
Well, the project began 11 years ago, the Kiwanis Shoes for Kids project. And actually, it was originally called just Shoes for Kids. I brought the project.
Well, we have a caller.
Awesome.
I bet you somebody.
Awesome.
Hi, caller.
Good morning. I have a puzzle for all you people there to figure out.
Okay.
I had shingles 6 years ago. I had a rash on my lower left hip. And I suffered and got through it, and everything was fine. And then about 2 years ago, I noticed that you could get a shingle shot.
Yes.
So I thought maybe I better get one. So I got one. That was about 2 years ago. And the last year, I have experienced different itching in different parts of my body. Now, if my back itches, that's fine. Somehow I get to it. Against the wall like a teddy bear and rub, you know. If it itches on my stomach, I don't scratch it. I just touch it. It goes away, and no pain. However, last week on Monday, I experienced a lot of fire in my scalp. Very, very fiery, very hot.
Yes.
And my husband took my temperature, and it was 101.5. That was toward evening. I promptly took one aspirin, and within a half hour, I perspired, and my temperature went back to 98.6.
Okay.
The following evening, the exact same thing happened. My scalp is on fire, and my temperature is running, but this time it's only 100.4.
What's your name, caller?
Harriet.
Harriet, I think what you need to do is see your family physician and have them examine that area and make a decision of what's causing the problem.
Well, what would your guess be, doctor?
Well, there's different causes of, you know, you had shingles.
Is
you
that can, nerve tissue?
It's hard to tell without looking at the area, but there's if there's fever, you always have to consider an infection. There's other diseases that cause fever, so you need what we call is a workup.
But it
which
went
is,
away. I have no infection.
But if you had a fever, something is going on.
Yeah, there's, but I got the fever down in a half hour, and that was the end.
Correct, because it's you took a, something a, to come back to fever.
This is a puzzle.
I know it's a puzzle, but without really doing a thorough exam, a thorough history and physical, and lab tests, it's not something that we can answer yeah. over the phone.
Have you ever heard of that before?
I've heard of a lot of things. It, you know, our bodies are in constant change.
Right.
But I appreciate your call, Harriet.
If anybody has experienced that, I wish they would call.
Okay, Harriet, we'll leave the lines open and listen to our show because we have a great guest today. Thank you, Harriet. And Christy, you were saying...
The project actually began with my parents, my mom and dad and I, just the three of us, and we started in our first year and collected 550 new pair of sneakers. And then just two short years later, Sunrise Kiwanis took it over and became the major sponsor. We've now been collecting for 11 years, and we have a little over 45,000 pairs that's been distributed to children in Charlotte County.
Wow! 45! Gee. Good thing we have a great engineer. Yeah, I mean, come on, this is great.
I've been waiting to press that button.
45,000.
Isn't that amazing?
That's how many lives you've touched.
It's just, it's remarkable. And what started out as just a small family project where we just wanted to do something to make a difference, which is the reason I got into education 30 years ago. It's very heartwarming to think that a small pair of sneakers, and we always think about that, it's a basic need. Many of us have too many shoes in our closet as it is. But one pair of sneakers can change the outlook for a child, change the day, maybe even change the entire school year.
I just, really, if there's a halo out there, it's for you, Christy. And I know your mom and dad work with you, too, tirelessly work and collect. I remember you told me at first you turned a room into shoes.
We did. We started actually, one of our first locations was at formerly Edison State College, now Florida Southwestern State College, and we had
where,
a classroom.
Where you're a professor.
Exactly. We started with a classroom that went into then a larger conference room, and then we outgrew that, and we borrowed a friend's in-law suite, and then eventually when my husband and I built a home, we have an in-law suite there, and it's really designated just for shoes, and right now we have about 1,300 pairs setting in there, sorted by size and gender. And that's really when the schools actually request their shoes, they request it as a spreadsheet with size and gender request listed. So they'll tell me how many girls threes or boys fours or whatever that they may need for the given upcoming school year. Mostly our elementary schools request the most, even though we give to every single school in the district.
Right, you give elementary, middle, and high school.
Right, as well as the center. So AMI Crossroads, Charlotte Harbor, the Academy, Baker Pre-K.
Oh, really?
Every school associated with the Charlotte County Public Schools, 21 in all, received shoes from the project. This last year, we delivered almost 6,400 pairs in the academic school year.
That's incredible. Gosh. Now, tell everybody that these are new shoes.
That's right. The shoes that are distributed, and they're not even just sandals or dress shoes. In particular, they are sneakers that can be worn for gym class. And that was one of the first considerations when we began the project 11 years ago. It needed to be a shoe that the kids could wear for a gym or PE class that I called way back when I was a student a few years ago. And so the sandals and dress shoes just wouldn't cut it. Therefore, it's new sneakers. And I also made an agreement with the superintendent at that time that it would never be a shoe that had been worn by another child, because the shoe is then formed to the child's foot once it's been on someone else's feet. So these are brand new shoes. Tags are still on them. And the child actually gets to choose. The schools all have what they like to call a closet or a shoe closet. And the kids get to come in and they are able to look at all the shoe sizes that are there. And they are fitted for a particular pair of shoes. And then every shoe that's in that size. So if Zane came in and he needed a men's 9, all the men's 9s would be spread out for Zane to take a look at it and make his choice. And the you think of
that empowers little kids.
It does, and even big kids. We heard a story a couple years ago at one of our breakfasts that there was a middle school boy, 7th grade boy, that came in, was identified as needing new shoes. So the kids, when they're identified as new shoes, they're not like, Danny, you know, out of the school lunch line, you need to go in and get up a new pair of shoes. Your shoes look awful. It's, Danny, can you go up to the front office and get me some staples? And full well, the school nurse or the school secretary knows that Danny's up there to get shoes. So it's a very confidential manner. But this young boy was identified as needing shoes, 7th grade. And so I don't remember the exact size, but I'm going to guess it probably was a size 8 or 9 at the middle school level in grade 7. And so all the shoes were laid out in his particular size. And he says, can I try them all on? And the school social worker who was handling it at that school says, sure. Probably thinking she had something else to do with the next 20 minutes of her time. But she said, sure. And he proceeded to try every single pair of shoes on until he found the one that fit him the best. And he says, thanks, I've never had my own pair. And the school social worker just stopped and she said, excuse me? He said, this is the first time I've ever been able to have my own brand new pair. Seventh grade.
Oh, what about those stories that you told us? The little kids come in and they duct tape their shoes and they're too tight.
Exactly. We had another story that was told. This was, I believe, was at Meadow Park Elementary School. And it was a kindergartner. And the school nurse was the one that handled it there. And he brought his friend to the nurse and said, can my friend please have a new pair of tennis shoes? He says, look, his shoes talk, which meant the rubber was coming off. And the school nurse, she said, oh, okay. And then they proceeded to, the two boys proceeded to kind of like just tussle around a little bit in the office. And he says, you know, my best friend can't play with me anymore until he gets new shoes because his toes hurt. And it was the rocks that's what the nurse found out, the rocks that were getting inside the shoe. And so just, you know, to that little kindergartner, 5 years old, the world was him and his best friend playing on the playground.
So tell us, how do you collect the shoes? How do people get a hold of you? How do they contribute?
We have a website called shoesforkidsproject.org. And on that website, it lists all the collection sites. Also a way to make a monetary donation. They can either do that through PayPal or mail in a paper check if they would want to do it that way. At the collection sites, with Dr. Triana's office will be one of them, has a box there where you can bring in a new pair of tennis shoes, any size, since we deliver from pre-K through high school. And again, it's a sneaker versus a dress shoe or a sandal. The sites know how many shoes are needed, and they also know what we need by size, by gender. So they're able to help you if you want to ask about a particular size, or if you want to buy one in honor of a child or grandchild or something like that, that's really neat as well. The drive actually begins on June 21st and will last until July 26th.
So is there a phone number? Because some people, you know, aren't computer savvy.
Absolutely.
Don't go on the computers.
Absolutely. I'll give you two numbers. My first is my cell number, and it's 941-769-0864. Again, that's 941-769-0864. Or at the office, 941-637-0864. 5611. Either one, I'll get right back to you.
And you said they can go to your website.
Website as well. There's an email listed on there. The email will come directly to me if they click on it, or they can buy by PayPal or find the closest collection site to them. We have 55 collection sites from Englewood through South Punta Gorda, Murdoch, Port Charlotte.
Do you find that most people will actually go and buy shoes and contribute shoes? Is that the biggest way people donate?
Probably monetarily. We need 5,000 new pair of sneakers. So On average, we try to buy the sneakers for $10 if we're lucky, but we're not buying a $10 sneaker. We're trying for a $30 or $40 sneaker for $10. So it's a nice quality sneaker. It does not need to be Nike or Reebok, but that's a lot of sneakers to actually think about dropping off. 5,000 pairs is quite a bit.
How do you move all that?
Well,
and you
have a lot of volunteers.
And you have all the volunteers go shopping too?
Well, actually, my dad and I, which the ladies all know my dad.
Oh, my dad, sweetheart.
He is. Talk about an angel. I'm the one that was blessed to be born in that family. However, him and I are the ones that do the majority of the shopping with the monetary donations. We'll probably do 80 to 85% of that shopping together. So it's a real special, the project's special for many reasons, one of which is that the quality time I get to spend with my family.
Christy, did you ever expect this to get this vast?
You know, Danny,
you started off with 500 some odd pairs of shoes.
I think what amazes me is that it started small, which 550, if you think about going and buying 550 pairs of shoes, that's no chump change. I mean, that's still a lot of shoes. However, when you're sitting in the classroom teaching and you're looking at the kids and they're wiggling in their seat, sometimes they're antsy. Well, sometimes they're also not comfortable. And if that shoe is too small for them or it's wet, their feet are wet because the rubber's come off of it, and they walked to school when it was raining on the way in, and they're looking at wet shoes, and some of them even had stuck cardboard inside of them. Have you ever smelled wet cardboard? Well, think about smelling it all day long. So I think just knowing that the need was real and was there, and then we're fortunate that the community bought into it. And excuse me, once the schools saw that the kids were getting these shoes, and there was no cost at all. I mean, 100% of what comes into the drive goes back out. There's no pay the driver for their gas or for their time. It's 100% volunteer efforts. So I think that's something. And the community just, I guess they believed in us. And the need's real. We have a 60 to 65% free and reduced lunch in Charlotte County. So if you multiply that 60, 65%, by the number of students that are enrolled in the county, we should probably be given 9,000 to 10,000 pairs of shoes away a year.
Wow. Well, Shannon is the one who said, what a good idea, right, Shannon, about putting a collection box?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's just, it's really, and the stories, I mean, I could go on, I know I have a limited number amount of time, but.
No, you have all the time, we love having you. Yeah, we want to hear it.
You walk into a store. I was buying at Punta Gorda Walmart this spring, because our shoe drive is during the summer, but we deliver all year long.
Right.
So we have fundraisers all year long. And I was in buying with my dad. And there's two stories. One, it was a mother that had probably a three-year-old sitting in the top part of the cart and then a couple others hanging along the side.
Oh, geez.
And dad and I are buying shoes, and we're not buying two or three pair. I mean, it's one cart's full. You're working on the second. And he's like, do you think I should go get the third, Christy? So the girl stops us. And she says, are you the shoe lady? The mother does. And I look at her, and I said, are you referring to the Shoes for Kids project? She said, yes. And she said, I want you to meet my kids.
Oh.
Because she said, you put shoes on their feet for 5 years.
Oh, God.
Well, not the one in the top seat, because she was probably only three or four. But the one, she said, for 5 years, she said, we count on you.
Oh my gosh, that is
just
wonderful.
Like that. It's just amazing. And so the little girl, since we were in the spring, so they were still actually in school, she must have been in a preschool program. She held her foot on the other side of the cart handle, and she says, shoes. And her mom says, yeah, she's got these last week.
It's
pretty amazing to be a part of something like that.
So do you guys keep a list of children's names that you donate?
We never know them.
You never know.
No.
So you don't know if it's going to be the same student year after year.
No. I asked when I talked to the superintendent when this started to not be involved in the shoe distribution.
Right.
Because it should be a private issue between the child and the child's family and the school. And it's for no reason would I need to be in a picture. Although I'm in the paper with articles and stuff, but I do not need to be there. It's not about Christy Smith. It's not about Kiwanis or the Smith family. It's about a child who needs a new pair of shoes to get through the school year. Or maybe multiple shoes. They might get two or three pairs to get through the school year. So, no, Shannon, I've never met the family other than them coming to introduce me.
That's awesome.
And the second one I was going to tell you that at Punta Gorda Walmart as well, we were shopping the clearance. And that's usually what we'll do. That's the way to get the $10 sneakers, is to shop them on sale and not spend the $25 or $30 or $40. And of course, we're shopping with my dad. Of course. And we're filling the carts up. And this one lady who appeared to be in a grandmother age. And so she came over to me and said, are you buying those for the shoe thing in the county? And I knew exactly what she meant because it was the time of year we were shopping.
The shoe thing.
In the county. I said, yes, I am. She said, I have four grandchildren that go to Charlotte County Schools. And she said, they've received shoes since last year. And she took my hand and she said, honey, I just want to let you know you make a difference in my life.
Oh, wow.
So that was, it's just things like that. It's just to think that you, when I became an educator, it was just, I wanted to make a difference to one child. That was my goal. And to think that, you know, I've been blessed by the Lord enough to put me in a project like this, to be a servant, to be in this mission is just amazing.
Absolutely. And your heart, you're always, you could just feel Christy's love that she gives out. And to give, it's the highest form of giving when you don't receive an immediate thank you the way you do. So just to have these parents or grandparents say thank you directly to you, Christy, that is just, I know. But most of the time, like you said, you're not even there. But right. To know you're touching how many children?
Mm-hmm. Thousands.
Thousands and thousands of little kids. And to make a difference. When a little kid feels good about themselves, that means they'll want to learn more.
Exactly. Exactly. When we have our shoe breakfast, and maybe ladies will be able to come this coming year, but in September, we honor the top collection sites, and we'll bring them in, and they'll share stories from the school personnel that come. And one of the nurses told us last year there was a girl in her office every single day for the first month of school complaining that she wasn't feeling well. And so after a while, they started to hold other conversations, and the nurse noticed that the girl's shoes, the rubber was coming off the heel side of the shoe, not the toe side, but the heel side. And so she asked the little girl if she would like to try on a new pair of shoes, so she did. Guess how many times she came back to the school office?
Never.
None.
Never.
Oh.
I don't remember the age of the child, but she never came back. At the time then, until the school nurse was in talking about it. So,
right.
You know, in that 3-4 month period of time, she didn't come back.
Oh. Now, you said 75%, though, of the shoes that you collect do go to elementary kids.
That's correct. The elementary schools.
That's first through fifth, right?
Kindergarten.
Kindergarten.
Through fifth.
Kindergarten through fifth.
So most of the, elementary schools will receive 200 to 250 pairs. The exceptions are Neil Armstrong will receive nearly 700 pairs of shoes, and Peace River receives quite a few more than that. It's basically their free and reduced lunch percentage that qualify mm-hmm. makes a difference for the number of shoes that are actually going to a particular site. And elementary kids will go through them so quick. I mean, we will make a delivery in August for an elementary school, and it's not unusual that the end of September, 1st of October, they're out of a given size. Because they'll estimate that they're going to need 25 boy fives. Well, who knows how fast that child's foot grew over the summer. Maybe they should have had 35 boy fives. So they're contacting me not for another 250 pairs, but maybe for 20 boy fives or 15 girl sevens or whatever that might be. Believe it or not, elementary schools will request up to a size men's 10.
Oh, my goodness.
And a women's 9.
Oh, I believe
that's elementary.
Yeah.
I know. I'm like, really? Now, is there someone at school trying to get these shoes? Come on now. But yes, and at the middle school, men's 14s.
Wow.
And women's 12s.
14?
Yes. The highest size I've ever given away is a men's 18. Went to Charlotte High 1 year.
I didn't even know that number existed for shoes.
You have to order them specially.
You do. And we had one just this last spring at AMI Crossroads for a men's 17. And as you might know, that program out there works the boys or foster boys out there and trying to become acclimated and to be a good productive citizen and find a nice employment somewhere. And when John called and said that he needed some sneakers, and one of them was a men's 17. I'm thinking, ooh, I don't have any of those. So we did. We found a pair of 17s, and they also use shower shoes. And so, again, you're not going to walk to Walmart and buy a shower shoe at a men's 17. So we found a nice Adidas one.
What's a shower shoe?
It's a sandal, but a nicer rubbered bottom so that they can walk back and forth to the area where they'll shower back to their dorm. So normally we give nothing but sneakers, but on a special case like at Crossroads, and they need a shoe to be functional there at the site, or at maybe at Charlotte Harbor, they need to have a shoe that will a brace will fit inside of, and they have to have a high top, or it has to be a special shoe. And so then you'll run, you know, and find where that needs to be.
I'm sure as an educator, you've witnessed what confidence can do to to young kids, to older kids, to high school kids. So one pair of shoes could really boost their confidence. That could really affect them for the rest of their lives with interactions among other kids, interactions with adults. I think that's amazing.
Absolutely. And I think that's a key, Danny. I think the kids, you don't think about it, but at any grade level, self-esteem is a big deal.
Oh, absolutely.
Not only are you not feeling comfortable, possibly, but the self-esteem factor of, well, mom and dad, possibly it's just has a tough go of it, and it's just enough to put food on the table and keep the roof over the head and clothes on the back. And there's not enough money for the shoes. So you wear your sibling shoes, whether your toes are curled or not, or the rubber's coming off or not.
The other thing is, I can't imagine what it would be like as a parent to have these children and you can't put shoes on their feet for school. I mean, that has got to be heart-wrenching. And to have someone in your life or in your children's lives that can provide that for them, that is just, that's got to be a huge relief.
Financially, we know how difficult it is to come back and start the new school year, just with school supplies and book bags and everything else that goes with it. And the shoes, in a small way, can make a big difference for the family. So it's, we're very fortunate that we have such a giving community that allows us to do things like that. As we were talking before we came on the air, there is not one large corporation that Nike or Reebok or Adidas that says, here's 1,500 pairs of shoes. It's the Charlotte County citizen that sends in a $10 check or buys a pair of sneakers and puts them in the box. To think that 45,000 pairs have come from Charlotte County folks.
So it's all grassroots, is another word.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not a big corporation that say, hey, I'm going to give you a bunch of shoes.
No.
Go distribute them. It's individual people.
Believing, we've had really nice notes sent that send in $30 for three grandchildren. This is in honor of my three grandchildren that live in Milwaukee, or this is in memory of my daughter who's recently passed, and she was an educator, or she was a nurse, or something. And it's just the testimonials that you receive, not only from the kids and families that receive the shoes, but just from people that believe.
Absolutely.
And, you know, this is a program that's geared to health. So, you know, one of the biggest problems nowadays is children are not moving and not exercising, or just they're just staying on the couch. So can you imagine if you don't have good shoes? How do you do, like you said, PE or whatever they call it, gymnastics or going outside or playing outside if you don't have good shoes?
You don't want to. Right. You don't want to. You don't want to go out and play.
Yeah. So now if you move, your health is better. You know, if anyone has a question, please, the lines are open, 206-1580. We're very blessed to have such a wonderful group of women here today, including Christy and the ladies from my office. And if you have any questions, please give us a call. This is such a wonderful gift that you do for the community.
I feel like I'm the lucky one. I'm fortunate that I was raised in an unbelievable family. Sometimes you feel like you were adopted, even though I'm not. I think that God just said, put her here. She needs a lot of extra help. So I've been blessed to have two remarkable parents. I picked a career that I would do whether they paid you or not. I mean, teaching's a remarkable field. And anyone that's in the field of education knows that full well, as is the medical field and the field of nursing. You have a chance to change someone's life. I mean, it's a remarkable gift.
Oh, but teachers change our lives. So wonderful teachers to, you know, I just love to learn. And all of my ladies, we're all in the same way. My ladies are going to school. We're always going to conferences. We're studying. We're always bringing the latest. And we're at the forefront in our office because every one of us wants to learn and do better for our patients. And to be able to not learn and you're a little kid because your feet hurt or...
That's just hard to imagine. I mean, it's hard for us to imagine that you would be sitting somewhere in uncomfortable shoes. You'd want to kick your shoes off. And I wonder if these children that had not yet been identified for new tennis shoes, if they would just like to have their shoes off. You know, if they're sitting under the table, let's just kick them off. They're not comfortable. But then you have to put them back on to go to gym or to change classes or to walk to the lunchroom. And the project and the belief of the community that's just collected and donated so many shoes over the 10 years, it's really heartwarming. And the neediest of the needy are getting the shoes, because we mentioned before that 6,400 sounds like a lot of shoes, but if 9 to 10,000 qualify for free and reduced lunch, that's a much smaller population. And once the child is identified, we hadn't mentioned this, but once the child is identified through the free and reduced lunch forms or the other forms that are completed that first week of school, the schools then know that the upcoming siblings probably would also qualify for shoes. So parents and guardians will begin to call the school a couple weeks before, have your shoes been delivered yet?
Oh.
To see if they're there and how distribution will be handled. Some schools will handle it during open house because the qualification of free and reduced lunch is so high. However, at other schools, it's handled through the week or through the first month where they're sent, as I mentioned, sending Danny to the office for Staples. They'll send for an errand, knowing full well that the child is there for the new pair of sneakers. So it's neat. It's amazing. We heard of a kindergartner coming. Usually it's supposed to be discreet where they're not pulled out of the hallway or anything like that. But he found out he was getting new shoes that qualified. He was getting new shoes. And so he skips down the hallway to the nurse's office. I'm getting new shoes. I'm getting new shoes. I'm getting new shoes. And so he gets there, puts the new shoes on. Spider-Man, of course, ultra cool because they have lights on the bottom. And on his way back, skips back to the classroom. I just got new shoes. So, I mean, it is. It's life-changing. It's amazing. And it's a pair of shoes that we many times take things for granted like that. That's a basic essential.
It continues into adulthood. You can ask anybody. I just got a new pair last week. I'm like, yeah, it does.
Yeah, the excitement, the new shoes, to be able to try them out, and
you run faster, without a doubt.
Oh, back in the day, way back when I was in kindergarten and elementary school, I think it was first grade. The popular shoe back then was Converse. And I really thought that I could run faster. And,
no doubt.
Hello, caller.
Good morning.
What's your name?
I just want to tell this lady, I think it's awesome what you do.
Thank you.
And to hear you speak, and you had just said that you feel like you're the one that's being blessed. That is truly a servant's heart. And that's awesome when you hear someone speak like that. God's got true blessings for you one day when you go home.
Oh, thank you so much for calling. What's your name, caller?
Day. Mike.
Hi, Mike. Thank you again.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, that's really great.
Wonderful. Honestly, Chrissy, I'm going to school for elementary education. Aww. And this is 100% the biggest inspiration to me. And I think it's amazing.
Well, thank you, Danny. It's I'm so fortunate. I really am, and I'm fortunate to be with you ladies here today and Zane, the rose between us. So.
I'm a thorn.
But doesn't the quote say, some people do not like roses because they have thorns. Other people love thorns because they know there's a rose at the end of them.
Oh.
So it's I just want the callers to understand what a difference you are making in the lives of these families and these children. I've mentioned some stories today, but if you have time, may I?
We love having you.
We mentioned that I was an educator. I've taught for almost 30 years. This starts my 29th year in teaching. I began teaching at the middle school level, and probably those that are in the middle school know you either love that age or not so much. They're quirky little individuals. They're high strung, but if their teachers are just as quirky and just as high strung, things work out pretty well for them. But we were talking before coming in today about a middle school boy that I found out about. He was at Murdoch Middle School, 7th grade. And he usually, when he walked from classroom to classroom, would keep his head down. He did not want to make eye contact with others. Very shy young man. He was identified as needing new sneakers, and he was sent to the office for Band-Aids. And once he was there, the school nurse allowed him to try on a new pair. As he took his shoes off, she had a good look at them, and they were duct taped completely around the toe, around the heel, and around what should have been the laces. So he was slipping these on and off.
Oh.
They found a new pair of shoes for him, It was early in the morning. He went about its day. Apparently, at the lunchroom, he spoke for the first time to one of the school administrators that was there. I can't remember. I just remember the duct tape. I don't remember if the administrator was an assistant principal or who they were. But for the first time, the child spoke to the school administrator. At the end of the day, he came back to the office, asked to speak to the nurse, and took his shoes off. And he says, "Thank you. That was the best day I've ever had." He thought the shoes had to come back to the school like they were bowling shoes. Like, and he was just renting them for the day. Yeah. Oh. And the nurse got her composure and told him, "No, these are yours to keep." I don't remember the boy's name. "These are yours to keep." He left. The next morning, he saw her in the hallway, looked her right in the eye, and he said, "I'll never forget what you did for me." Oh. With those new pair of shoes. So it's really just one story after another, and I don't want to babble on, but I just want your listeners to understand one new pair of shoes can be life-changing for a child, whether it's elementary, middle school, or even high school students that are receiving these. And for the family, you maybe have allowed the electric bill to be paid that month. They needed $10 more or $15 more to have enough to pay the electric bill. So the families are so appreciative to what you do. And for listening to me, I really appreciate your time.
We love having you, Christy, and it's just such an honor to hear your, like, the way that you give straight from your heart. I think you need to tell everyone, this is all volunteers.
100%. I've mentioned my family multiple times, my husband and my parents. Work a lot, especially my poor dad. He's since I've been a young girl, I've probably can imagine a little bit high strung, and I've been involved in multiple events and teaching. I pep club advisor, basketball coach, tennis coach, pretty much anything you can think of, plus being a teacher. And I'm like, "Oh, Dad, yes." I said, "The club's going to sell roses. We need to go get a few from the florist." Well, a few is like 600 or 700. And so then I would want to make model homes for the middle school kids. And I was like, "Oh, yeah, we need to get a little bustle board, or we need to get this or that." I was like, "Your cargo fan's free, right, Dad? We can use that." So when we started the shoes, it probably wasn't unusual that he still has this cargo van. It's a 1988, pristine condition. That we would put in there 200 or 300 pairs of shoes at a time. And it was nothing. He didn't even bat an eye that we were putting that number of shoes in there. And of course the clerks are, "Now, where are you sending these? Are you sending them overseas, or what are you doing with them?" And you tell them, "Well, no, they're right here in Charlotte County." And people, I'm telling you the truth, will come up to us and give me $10 and $20 standing in line to say, "We want to help the children too," or "Here's towards your cause," or something like that. And it's that part really is amazing. But you're right, Dr. Triana, the volunteers are truly volunteers. My family, I'm very lucky, very blessed to be in such a family, but also to live in a community and be surrounded by five individuals here in this room that really get it and they understand. There's probably 200 volunteers from when the drive starts until when the drive ends. For at every collection site, there's 2 or 3 people that knows what's going on. They put up the flyers, they advertise, they talk to the people that come through the doors. And so there's 150-ish right there. And then my parents, the Kiwanis members, it's just simply remarkable that so many individuals, and the grows. I mean, Danny mentioned 550 the first year, and then we went to about 1,500, and then it was 2,000, and then 2,500. And the number just kept getting bigger and bigger because it seems like more and more families knew about it. And they could get it, and then a second pair of shoes was needed during the school year. Or in some instances, we've bought shoes especially for a particular event. Band students at the middle school needed solid black shoes, black leather, black laces, black soles, no white, no decoration at all. And the students receiving these were the same students that were renting the instrument. So the family didn't have the money to go out and buy then a special pair of shoes just for band class. So they contacted us, then we bought what they needed to take out there. So I mentioned Sunrise Kiwanis, and they should get a lot of kudos. It's a group of about 40 individuals that when this girl came and said, "Hey, I've got a great project, you're going to love this." And they did. They were behind it right from the start. And
so tell us again, because everybody's listening,
okay,
how can they contribute either money or shoes? We want to make sure our audience knows what's the next step.
And when they contribute, can they contribute? You said earlier, Spider-Man shoes. Do they have to be plain shoes?
Oh, good question. Thanks, that's everybody. Good. That's the start with that. Maybe the type of shoes. We're looking for sneakers. If it's a young elementary, maybe a kindergarten or first grader, the Velcro works nicely. However, once you get past kindergarten, first grade, the students tend to like more of the lace-up style shoe. And as far as the type of shoe, you want a sturdy sneaker. It does not need to be a name brand Nike or Reebok. It'd be really hard to find that for a $10 price tag. It's a good, a Spalding, a Starter, a Danskin. And it's, the little kids love the character shoes. I mean, the Spider-Man. If you've seen the kids with the lights on the bottom of their feet, I mean, they're stomping their feet left and right.
I remember the light-up shoes.
Light-up shoes. So the character shoes are nice. But again, we're not looking for a listener to buy a $50 pair of shoes. We're looking for them to find a nice shoe on sale for $10. Not a $10 shoe for $10, but rather a $30, $40 shoe for $10. And so watch the sales. You know, the advertisements in the paper are great. And for the older students, the high school and up, I would say probably something, obviously not a character shoe, but they probably like the little bit quieter shoes, maybe the solid colors. Boys, at least we've been told, like a lot of the darker shoes, like the blacks or the grays or navy or something like that. But I'll tell you anymore, when you're shopping, I really think shoe retailers are going to go to one shoe. Is that it would be a boy and a girl shoe, because you're seeing boy shoes with red shoes with black stripes or gray shoes with mint green stripes. It's
hello,
just
hello caller
something.
We have a caller. Hello caller.
Hi there. I just tuned in rather late and I caught your show and I'm amazed at what you're talking about, and also that it's for Charlotte County. I'm interested in it. I want to contribute to it, of course. But I another thought
Thank
that
you.
Crossed my mind is this. What? Are you having to pay retail, or do you have some kind of arrangement where you get them a little cheaper, perhaps?
What we do, great question, caller, is we look for clearance first. And then at each one of our local retailers, they really have been very generous. Walmart, Kmart, Payless,
yes,
Target, places like that, that will give us an additional discount on top of the price that's advertised.
Oh, that's great. Now, how does, you've probably mentioned it, but I was unaware of it at the time, that I may get in touch with you people?
Yes, a phone number, if that's convenient, would
Wait,
be...
Wait, I grab a pen, please.
Okay, take your time.
All right.
By the way, thank you for calling, caller. This is Dr. Triana.
It's a privilege on my part to do this. I'm almost broke up when you told me about that kid. And the return of shoes to the nurse.
Yes.
Go ahead, please.
Yes. The telephone number is
941-769-0864.
If that's my cell number, and if you call and just leave me your number, I'll call you right back, and I'll give you the information if you would like to buy a pair of shoes and put them in a collection site, or if you'd like to make a monetary donation, we would greatly appreciate it. That's very kind.
And we're going to have a collection site in our office.
Yes.
And the last four digits again was 0864.
That is correct.
Okay, I'll get back with you, ma'am.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Thank you. How wonderful that people are calling to find out. I know we have a lot of listeners out there who are writing down these names and numbers and thinking, what is it they can do to contribute? And I had a patient yesterday, and I talked about that you were going to be on the show, and how many children in Charlotte County do not have shoes and or shoes that they can wear to school? And she said, yeah, I was one of those kids. I grew up in poverty. And I said, you know, not in this state, but she was an older woman, but she says, I know what it feels. I grew up in poverty. Wow.
And I think that's a telling tale in Charlotte County. I think not that individuals are growing up in difficult situations necessarily across the board, but they understand.
Absolutely.
It's a very giving town that understands what it's like to do without. And maybe that's what resonates with this project, that the children, and that's probably the key, 100% to the children. And the children aren't suffering.
And we have another caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, how are you today?
What's your name, caller? This is Dr. Triana.
Hi, Dr. Triana. Can I get right to your, just to your information?
Yes.
Person, I'm trying to get some information on something that was on this morning.
Yes. You mean on the Dr. Triana show?
I don't think so. It was some guy talking to another guy about painting in China.
Oh, no, I think you've got the wrong show. But what do you do, Zane? We have the, you'll have to call back after hours to the radio station.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, call 206-1188. That would be the number.
206-1188.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can I call any time for that?
Yeah, I guess you can call right now, right?
Yeah, 206-1188.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
As far as the contact goes for Shoes for Kids, I think it'd be pretty accurate to say they can always call the office. Also, I think any one of us, myself, Shannon, Pat, anybody that answers the phone, we'd be more than happy to give them information
or
where they can come. And we're also going to have a Dropbox at anybody, patients, not patients. Mm-hmm. They can always come in to...
So give them our number.
So it's going to be 941-625-1990. And again, anybody, patients, non-patients, we'd be more than happy to answer their questions, to take their donations. We'd be honored.
That's what's great. And the collection sites, that's their purpose, is to take not only from those that walk through their doors normally Monday through Friday, but to also collect in your regional area. So that's wonderful. And this is a great location on Harbor.
And I pledge for the next... shows, I'm going to give a blurb every single show until the end. So we tell people, do this, do this, do this, do this.
She's a Girl Scout. She's going to stick to that.
She's going to stick to it. She's a Girl
Scout. We'll give a little, we'll say, don't forget about Christy's Shoes for Kids and how wonderful it is. I think that would be a good idea. Just to remind people so they don't forget.
That's great. And listeners, if you're not able to do so this year, but maybe keep in mind that the project does go on throughout the entire year. And if there becomes a point during the year that you're able to donate to it, we would always gladly accept the donation because we give shoes all year long.
Absolutely.
That's really good because those little kids grow up quick.
They do.
They really do.
It's their only pair of shoes. Sometimes they'll wear them out.
Oh, we have, well, I tell you, didn't I say the hour was going to go so quick? And we had these wonderful ladies on today, and we have so much yet to cover, but the most important thing that we've covered today is that we had this angel here visiting to tell us what she does for the kids in Charlotte County. And, you know, maybe whoever's listening may know or say, you know, I have a grandchild or a child who has had the benefit of this wonderful lady here.
Thanks.
Because, you know, what's our biggest resource? It's our children. Mm-hmm. You know, the kids. And then education and being able to go to school and being able to participate in activities that they couldn't do before because they didn't have a good pair of shoes.
One little kid that gets a pair of these shoes is always going to continue this, too.
Absolutely.
No matter where they go in life, in school, they're going to remember this, and they're going to always want to contact a school.
That's great.
So you're touching people's life, I mean, not just for that year, but
the rest of their lives.
Especially that seven-year-old.
It's a good feeling.
Or seventh grade.
Yes.
So in the vein of how wonderful Christy is, Christy, again, just give us the phone number one more time. I know we don't want people to forget.
941-769-0864. 941-769-0864. Leave me a message. I'll return the call and give you any information that you're seeking.
And know that as I was going to let everyone know, the reason I brought my ladies here today is because I wanted you to know what a wonderful team we have here. What a wonderful staff. So when you call and you need to get an appointment and you need a doctor or you need your hormones to be balanced, you know you have a great team there waiting for you. Right, Pat?
Thank you. Yeah, we do. We have a wonderful group of people. And the young women that work with the doctor and me keep us energized, enthused about life. They help us work our cell phones. They help us on the computer.
It's the small things.
Yeah. So it's wonderful, and we get to hear and enjoy what's going on in their lives as well, and it has really made it a lot of fun. I think we have a nice combination of personalities, mm-hmm. and a team that is very supportive of each other, and it's a real treat.
It is.
And one of the things that I've always promoted with my team is I encourage everyone to go to school.
She does.
And we really try to work out so that the people who need to go to school can go to school mm-hmm. and still be able to work. I think that's really important. Yes. We have 2 minutes to go. And oh my goodness, so much to talk about. I want to thank Christy Smith mm-hmm. so much for being here today, Christy.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure to be here and to be surrounded with such giving, caring individuals. It is a great team at Dr. Triana's office. Again, I encourage you listeners to, if you do not have a family physician, you would be very blessed to be working with these ladies.
Thank you
so much. That's a beautiful what you're saying, and I want to thank Shannon so much for all her help, and Danny and Pat, who has been with me for years and years. And Pat, try to retire, you know that.
She
retired for a year and a half. And then she said she failed retirement and came back.
She never left for more than 3 months without a random pop in. A year and a half, but it never lasted more than 3 months.
Little socials.
Yeah.
They couldn't get rid of me.
So we're really, really lucky that she came back. And we also, in memory of Dr. Katzen, my wonderful husband who is now in heaven, I also will make a contribution to your SHU program. Mm-hmm. I don't want to cry on the air because I miss him so much. But I know he was so impressed with your wonderful help to the community and all he did for little kids, because he also believed in education. And that is the key to the future. Knowledge is power. We've said that. That's the whole mission of my radio program. I want everyone to try to understand their health. How can they make a difference in their own lives? And how we can help them to make a difference. So I want to thank everybody. This is the Dr. Triana Show. Listen in every Friday from 11 to 12. God bless. God bless you all. And stay healthy.
Yay!
Yay! Thank
Dr. Triana.
Thank you.
Charlotte, coming to you from the Grand Air Services Studios, award-winning air conditioning, refrigeration, and appliance repair in Southwest Florida.